sit in the sukkah, make a bracha on the sukkah. And now we're going to move on to a different topic, which is, when do we say a bracha on being in the sukkah? Okay. Is it only on food? When do we say the bracha of Leishay B'Sukkah? What do we have to do to Mechayev to make the bracha of Leishay B'Sukkah? So, it's a machlokes rishonim. It's really the lashon of the Gemara is basically, cause one that you nichnas into the sukkah, you make a bracha. Whenever you go into the sukkah, you say a bracha, which sounds like any time you go into the sukkah, you make a bracha. Okay, now that doesn't necessarily mean that mamash every time you go into the bracha, if you're just going to get something, you make a bracha. Okay. The pashas, it just means things which you're allowed to mechuyav to do in the sukkah, make a bracha on. It's all a mitzvah. Eating, sleeping, if you're having friends around and you're schmoozing to them, you should do it in the sukkah. So all these things, you'd be mechuyav to do this in the sukkah. And therefore, it would warrant a bracha, just like any other mitzvah. You're mechuyav to do it in the sukkah, and therefore you should say a bracha on the sukkah. That's what many rishonim do hold. But we know that we don't do that. At least probably most of us don't do that. We only make the bracha when we eat something. And that's what we've discussed before, that by the mezonos, if you have pasabav kitten, you have pastry type of thing, you know, cider, when you say the elashev, you say it before, you say it after, sure there's not a hefsek. We only make the bracha on the eating. So where does that come from? That shikras Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that you only say a bracha, okay, I have to be careful of the words I use. The minhag is to say the bracha of leishev only when we eat. Okay. Now, in Rabbeinu Tam, it's also the machlokes achronim. What exactly does he mean? We're going to see the Mishnah Berurah holds like this: that the vort is that all other usages in the sukkah, all other shimushim of the sukkah, are tafel to eating. That means if a person were to go in, he comes in from shul and he goes inside the sukkah. And he's not eating at the moment. He's going to learn for an hour before he eats, and then he's going to eat breakfast with bread. Says Rabbeinu Tam, that learning that you do before, even though let's assume it's the type of learning that's in the sukkah, we're not getting involved in that now. Yeah, assume it's the type of learning in the sukkah, you don't make a bracha on it. That learning is toffle to achila. Achila is like the main thing that you do in the sukkah. That's the main part of the sukkah, the main mitzvah of the sukkah. Therefore, all other usages are tafel to that. And you would only make the bracha when you actually eat. And when you eat, that bracha on the eating sort of goes back also, colors your learning. And also, anything that you do after that, after you finish eating, you invite some friends around and they're coming and you just come smoothing, yeah? The bracha that you made when you ate, the bracha on the sukkah will cover that also. So that's one way to understand Rabbeinu Tam. That about other things are also mechuyav in a bracha, but they all tafel to the achila. Therefore, we only say if a person is going to be involved in an act of eating, yeah, in the sukkah, he shouldn't make the bracha on the other things he's doing in the sukkah, the learning, the schmoozing, the sleeping. Rather, he should make the bracha on the achila, and all other things done before or after that are all tafel to that achil, and all covered by the bracha of leishev on the achil. That's one understanding of Rabbeinu Tam, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah goes. Okay, just hold on. There's another way to understand Rabbeinu Tam, which is, you know what? Chazal were only mistaken a bracha for achila. Whatever, not clear why that should be true. Yeah, that's the ikar mitzvah sukkah. Okay, even though the other things are also a mitzvah, Chazal were only mistaken on the ikar mitzvah of sukkah, which is achila. And therefore, do you know what? A person wouldn't be required to make a bracha on sleeping in a sukkah, or learning in a sukkah, or doing other things in a sukkah. They don't require a bracha. The only thing that requires the bracha is achila. That's another way to understand Rabbeinu Tam. Again, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't go with that way. Okay. So, So again, the minhag is, like we said, like Rabbeinu Tam, that we only make a bracha when we eat in the sukkah. All other things are tafel to the bracha on the achila. Okay, but the Mishnah Berurah does point out that you shouldn't get yourself in a situation where you're in the sukkah without a bracha. So if a person does come home from shul, he's planning before he has his bread for breakfast, let's say, he shouldn't do that. He shouldn't be sitting in the sukkah without a bracha. So what he should do is either he should eat his breakfast early, or he should have more than a kebetza of rogelach or something like that. Then he'll be able to say the bracha on that. And that way, he's also covering this up, the other shita of many Rishonim, that the sitting, any sitting in the sukkah, also requires a bracha. Okay, so that's, again, that's the advice of the Mishnah Berurah, that you shouldn't, even though the minhag is not over any time, but you should avoid being in the sukkah without a bracha. You should try, do what you can, just have some mezonos, and say the bracha of leitiv on the mezonos, and then you'll be sitting in the sukkah with a bracha, and covering all shit. Okay, that's the advice of the Mishnah Berurah. Okay.
And the shir, somebody should try to have the shir to start off with, or they think, okay, I'm just going to have a nibble now and maybe I'll finish later, or maybe I won't even have the shir.
It's a good question. It seems to be that's my poiskim. Yeah, when we said you need to have more than kabeta, do you have to have it all in tochadei asinat, even over a longer period of time? Yeah, you should be choishes for the poiskim that you should have at least a kazai to mikdei achilas pras, and then another kazai to mikdei achilas pras. Yeah, that's what Shulam Zaman Arba holds. Okay, so you should try do that from the outset. You should, you should have that amount.
Okay.
Okay. Next. Okay. Fine. So let's say a person's now. Let's just say he went and he had breakfast. He had bread for breakfast. He said his bracha b'leishay b'sukkah. Okay. Now he's going to leave the sukkah. He's going out for the sukkah. And then he's going to come back inside the sukkah. Okay. Let's assume he's when he comes back, he's going to have bread again. Okay. Sorry. Let's just go back slightly. Sorry. Avoid food for the moment. In the other Rishonim, that hold that every time you go into the sukkah, you need to make you need to have a bracha. Yeah. So let's say this person is learning in sukkah. Again, he's learning in a way that he's mechuv to be in sukkah. Yeah. So he's learning, and then he goes out in the sukkah, and then he comes back. Would he need a new bracha? Yeah. According to these Rishonim, do you need a new bracha? You went out of the sukkah and you come back. So the answer to that is it depends. Like any mitzvah. Any mitzvah, if you're in the middle of a mitzvah and you stop doing the mitzvah and then you carry on doing the mitzvah, you don't always make a bracha again. It depends. If you're, let's say, by tefillin. If you're wearing tefillin, you're doing shachris, you're wearing tefillin, and then you take them off, and you put them back on again. So it depends. When you took them off, what exactly were you thinking? Were you masiach to ask on them, or were you not? If you just put them back if you just took them off, I don't know why, because it was a bit uncomfortable or something, and then you put them back on, yeah, so then you had in mind you're going to put them back on, you weren't masiach to ask on it, so then you don't need a new bracha. But if you were masiach to ask, like I said, you needed to go to the bathroom, or whatever, you had to go home and do a whole bunch of other stuff quickly, and then come back. So you must see a das from them, and when you come back, you have to make a new bracha. So too with sukkah. If you're busy doing the mitzvah now, and then you leave the sukkah, but you must see a das from the sukkah, you're going to take care of something else, and you're not interested in the sukkah at the moment, yeah, you must see a das from the sukkah, then when you come back, you would need a new bracha. Again, this is all according to those shittas that hold that you say a bracha every time. We're going to come back to for our relevance, but just easier to speak about those who are showing you for the moment. Okay. But if you were to just go out the sukkah temporarily, and you're coming back straight away, then you're not masiach out from the sukkah, so you don't need a new bracha. Okay? That's how it goes by sukkah. Same thing about all mitzvahs. As long as you haven't been masiach out, you wouldn't require a new bracha. If you haven't been masiach out, you don't require a new bracha. Okay? That's the basic level. Okay? The Osama Choyim Bach Taz, I'd say that when it comes to achila, yeah, even though you sorry. One more thing. According to those who showing you then, yeah, and let's say according to according to our minute, we only said on bread, yeah. If a person, let's say on the first line of sukkah, he was in the sukkah. And you know what? He slept in the sukkah. He woke up there and whatever, there was the seg and he couldn't go to shul. And he davened at home and he ate lunch at home and he davened again at home. He never left the sukkah the whole time. Maybe went inside to the bathroom, but that's not called being masiach das. He stayed in the sukkah the whole 7 days. So this person only ever makes one bracha. The first night of sukkah, he makes a bracha, leishay b'sukkah, and then since he was never masiach das in the sukkah, so he never has to make another bracha. He's been in the sukkah the whole time, or at least never be masiach das in the sukkah. He slept there, so he never required to make a new bracha on the sukkah.
Rabbi, is going to the bathroom like Masiyach Das, like by Tefillin, by a sukkah?
Yeah, no. It's not by Tefillin.
Going to the bathroom. No, I know, but are you, in theory, if you had a bathroom in the sukkah, you could go in the bathroom for the in the sukkah? That would be okay? In other words,
it's pull down, it's a zilzal. It's not something, pull down, you shouldn't urinate.
It's a zilzal, but it's not.
But you're saying if you had a special place.
It's not awesome, like a tefillin.
What?
It's not also like it is by tefillin.
I don't think so. By tefillin, it's also to defecate with tefillin on, and therefore that's a hesed chadah. Yeah. Okay. So again, so we're saying this person never left the sukkah, at least with on a permanent basis. He never left the sukkah. He's never seen that. So he's not required to make a new bracha on the sukkah. Okay. Now, going back to achila, okay, the Bach, the Taz, some other achronim say achidish, yeah, that if let's say a person eats breakfast, he has bread, yeah, and he stays in the sukkah afterwards, he's learning in the sukkah, and then for lunch he's having bread again. The fact that it's a new meal, that they say that requires a new bracha on the sukkah, even though you never actually left the sukkah. You stayed in the sukkah the whole time. Your mind was always on the sukkah. You're still required to make a new bracha. Okay? We don't hold of that. We're going to see it comes in to Rufin later, but we don't hold of that. Okay? We hold that as long as you didn't leave the sukkah, okay, you don't hold of that. Okay? Then there's another shita, which we're going to see also, it's going to be relevant for two of them. Okay, there's another shita that holds that even though normally, if you just left the sukkah, let's say to go to the bathroom, you're going out and you're coming back in, yeah, you haven't been stressed out from the sukkah, but because you did leave, and now you're eating a new sukkah, a combination of both of those does require a bracha. Okay? Other Achronim say, no, the fact that you'll never Masiyach Das totally from the sukkah, no, you don't need a bracha. So we've got a three-way machlokes over here. And it's a bit unclear what these different shittas. Again, we've got one shitta that tells us that every time you eat a meal, yeah, you need a new bracha, even though you didn't leave the sukkah. The other extreme is, as long as you wear Masiyach Das, yeah, it's like you're eating a new meal, so what? Even though you went out the sukkah, but you never Masiyach Das, so you don't need a new bracha. Okay? And there's a middle shita, which is that even though normally, if you go from one sukkah to another, and you stayed inside the sukkah the whole time, you wouldn't require a bracha. And even though normally, if you were in the sukkah, and you left the sukkah, but was planning to come back, that also doesn't require a bracha. You weren't Masiyach Das. But the combination of both of those together, the fact that you're going from one sukkah to another, and the fact that you actually left the sukkah, even though you're planning on coming back, that combination does require you to make a bracha. Okay? Fine. Yeah.
I have a question to you.
I can't hear you.
I have a question.
Can you just hold your question just 30 seconds? The bottom line with this, though, the Mishnah Berurah says, because it's a suffix, bracha is a hatel. That means that the only time a person were to make a new bracha from one meal to the next is if he was Masiyach Das. I said that wrong. Sorry. Okay. Up to now, we're saying that because it's a three-way machlokes, suffik bracha is a hatel. That means if a person stayed in the sukkah the whole time and he went from one meal to another, he shouldn't make a new bracha. Even if a person left the sukkah in the meantime and he's going from one meal to another, he still shouldn't make a bracha. That says the Mishnah Berurah. There's one. There's another place where you can. There's a situation where you can actually make a bracha, which is, let's say a person he ate breakfast in the sukkah, and he stayed in the sukkah the whole morning, and then he just went to shul for mincha, and then he comes back. That type of leaving, the Gedarim really are not so clear. That type of leaving, the combination of all these things, does a person that can say a bracha. Why? Because there's a Magen Avraham that holds that if a person leaves the sukkah, halicha is also a hefsek. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah explains doesn't actually mean the actual halicha; it's more a shinu makom. Okay, but if a person goes for let's say a more extended period, Yeah, that's also hefted. So says the Mishnah, the combination of all the, when you've got three spaces, as it were, yeah, all those together can warrant a person to have bracha. So again, the person had breakfast in the sukkah with bread, and then he stayed in the sukkah. Then he went to shul for mincha, and then he came back and he's eating bread. So he's got these three, there's three shittas sort of to be mustarah. You've got the taz we said, which is going from one sitter to another. Taz says you do make a bracha. Okay, we hold not like that, but that's one thing over here. The other thing you've got, the Magen Avraham that says, if you leave your sukkah, that type of the halicha to help break, it's a shinamakam, so that's, even though we don't hold of that, there's other achoinim who are choylik on that, that's a second thing to be inside. And you've got other shittas that hold that generally, even though from one meal to another, you don't require a bracha, but if you leave in between, you are required to make a bracha. So all those three together, says the Mishra, you can be stoned on that and make a bracha. Okay, everyone got that?
Okay.
Okay, Mr.
You can be sonich on that, or you should make a bracha.
Which verse says you can be sonich on that?
Meaning you should make a bracha.
Again, the person, let's say, either way, he had breakfast, stayed in the sukkah until lunch, or he had, all the other way around, he had bread for lunch, stayed in the sukkah the whole afternoon, he wasn't Mr. Yastas, then he went to shul for Maariv, and then he comes back and he's going to wash and have bread and have more than kebeta, yeah? So, the Mishnah says that in those cases you should make a bracha. Okay? Okay, Mr. Goffman.
I have two questions. Question number one. After everything what you said, all possibilities.
Sorry, I can't hear you so well.
After all possibilities which you described.
Yeah.
Right now, if I will forget about all of them, and every time when I will eat bread and make bracha, it will be bracha levatol?
Well, it's a suffix bracha levatol, yeah. Yeah.
It's still time. Second one.
Machlik is a coin.
Second one. Lole, you know, but elderly people, sometimes the situation when they are on IV. You know what IV means, right?
Yeah.
So in this case, based on this all shit, they never can make bracha and sukkah.
Okay, we're going to get there. Hold on to that. Yeah, we're going to get there. Okay, very good. Okay. Okay, we're going to discuss Mr. Goffman's question now,
Sorry, just a quick question on what we said. If instead you have a meal, let's say you're having lunch, and you had in mind that you're not going to bench, you're going to go to the mincha, come back, and finish up and bench.
Yeah.
So in that scenario, do you have to make a bracha when you come back or not?
I should have taken that out. Very good. Yeah, the question is, what I said was, you went from one meal, let's say you had lunch, you stayed in the sukkah, then you left to shul, and then you come back for a second meal. On that, the Mishnah says you make a bracha. So the question being posed is, okay, that's from one meal to another, that's what I spoke about. But let's say you're in the middle of the meal, let's say you started your lunch at, 12 o'clock. Comes a long time for mincha, you're still in the middle of your sukkah, you want to go to mincha, and you're going to come back and finish off your meal. Do you need to make a new bracha there? So it says the Mishnah, no. Why? Because you've lost one of those tzibufim. Why? Because the Taz holds that it's from one surah to another. This situation, you don't have that. You're all in the same surah. So therefore, you wouldn't make a bracha in that case. Okay? Okay. So going back to Mr. Goffman's question. Okay. So Mr. Goffman says that we've said that the Al-Minag is you only make a bracha on achila. And achila, we know, means bread, maybe mezonos, or depending on how much you eat. Okay? So, if a person's never eating bread and never eating mezonos, what? He's never going to make a bracha on the sukkah? Yeah? So the answer to that is, that depends.
Remember, no, you explain. This question you already explained. If I will make from chicken, main meal, I will say it.
No. One second. Hold on. Okay.
You already explained one time with us. Any meal that you sit down as a meal, regardless there's mezonos or not, you think.
Okay, but we said over there that you mechuv to be in a sukkah. You should be in a sukkah, but not necessarily make a bracha. We said that it's only bread and mezonos that you mechuv to make a bracha.
But before you explain.
And that's what we mentioned at the time.
Yeah. Before you explain it, few times.
Speak loudly.
That even I eat something which not requirement for me to be in sukkah. But if I'm sitting in Sukovic's company and eating the same thing, I have to make bracha. No?
No. Okay. One second. Again. Okay. What we discussed before was which things you mechuv to have in a sukkah. Okay. So there were certain things which everyone holds you mechuv in, like bread, certain mezonos, depending on how much you have, if you're kaveh or sudan. Okay. And those ones you definitely make a bracha. There were other things where it was a machlokes. Okay, and it wasn't clear whether you're mechuyav or not. The Mishnah Berurah, a lot of those cases said you should have it in a sukkah, but you shouldn't make a bracha on it. Okay, there were a lot of those things: wine, potatoes, meat. If you've been kaveh or sudan, then you should eat it in a sukkah, but you shouldn't make a bracha on it. That's what we spoke out. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So now going back into this side over here, it's still your side. Let's just speak it out. So again, remember we said it was machlokes apoyskin. What's chat in Rabbeinu Tam? Okay, is chat in Rabbeinu Tam that the only thing Chazal were kovei a bracha on is the achila? And achila means in this context, achila means as in, because we don't want to get involved in the machlokes apoyskin. So the things which Achila definitely includes is bread. Let's just go with bread at the moment. Okay, so if a person eats more than kaveh of bread, you mechuyav to make a bracha. If you eat mezonos, if you're kaveh suda, then you also need a bracha. Everything else, at least other foods, and definitely sleeping and whatever, schmoozing, learning, all those things, there's no bracha. Why? Because Chazal won't kaveh a bracha on those things. So according to that, someone who doesn't eat bread or mezonos, is an idealist or whatever, he's having fruit, let's just go with fruit or meat and potatoes, he's having that the whole of sukkah. So according to that, he would not make a bracha for the whole of sukkah. Yeah, and I found that he wouldn't make a bracha for the whole of sukkah. But we said the Mishnah Berurah doesn't hold like that. Mishnah Berurah had a different, other Achorim had a different pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. They say the pshat in Rabbeinu Tam is that about other things are awesome, you are mechuyav to make a bracha on that. It's just they all topple to the achila. Yeah, you're learning, you're sleeping. It does require a bracha. It's just tuffle to the achila. The person eats stuff and he stays in the sukkah the whole time, and then he goes to sleep. Yeah, that sleeping is the bracha on the sleeping is already was covered by the bracha on the bread that he had for supper. Okay, so according to that, that means other things for Essam do require a bracha. It's just they normally tuffle. So, but in Mr. Gottman's case, where the person's not having bread, so let's say this person's not having bread at all. Then Avada, the other things would require a bracha. Anything which you mechuv to do in a sukkah, you would mechuv to make a bracha on. Yeah? So then you'd be right, Mr. Goffin. A person's going down to, and he's spending his day in a sukkah, then Enochami, he would make a bracha without eating. Yeah? Okay. The Chai Adam says,
how many times right now he'll do it?
How many times what?
How many times he will tell it? When we're eating, we have certain rule. You go back, you will left, you're something like that.
Yeah. So then you're right, there's rules. So for him, the rule is, if he's Messiah Star, then he needs a new bracha. If he's not Messiah Star, then no. Yeah?
Okay.
If he leaves the sukkah to go, whatever, he's going, he's getting involved in his own affairs and he's not connected to the mitzvah anymore, then when he comes back, he needs a new bracha. If he's not, okay?
Okay.
Fine. Now, Chai Adam says, sorry?
When you move into second sukkah for sleeping, never a bracha in the sleeping sukkah?
Again, what were you doing?
You're in one sukkah. You're sleeping in a sleeping sukkah. And that's all you do. So it's a separate sukkah. So is it never a bracha in that second sukkah?
No.
Yeah. So what you have in mind when you're building the sukkahs, when you figure you've seen a shekianu, it covers what?
Your shekianu covers the mitzvah sukkah. So that, even if you go to a different, someone else's sukkah, you also don't, you don't make a new shekianu. Right? Okay?
It's not a bracha for that sukkah.
Say it again?
It's not a bracha for a sleeping sukkah from there on.
No, there's not a new bracha. No. Okay. I'm not sure we're going to get time to discuss it. Okay, let me just say quickly over here, and then maybe we'll get back to Mr. Whelan's point. Okay. So the Chai Adam says like this, that it's a person, he had lunch in his sukkah, and he had bread. Yeah, so he said a bracha b'leishei b'sukkah. Yeah. Then oftentimes he's going whatever, he's going to visit his someone where he's going out, he's going for a couple of hours, he's going to be out. So he's mesiyas out from the sukkah. Yeah? He's coming back home, he's going inside the sukkah. He's gonna learn inside the sukkah, maybe sleep inside the sukkah. And then but before he eats supper, he's going out again. Yeah? So it means he's having a chunk, let's say 2 hours, in the sukkah without achila. There's no achila before. And there's no achila afterwards, yeah? So again, he had lunch in the sukkah. He left the sukkah permanently, but he was masir sa'ad. He comes back to the sukkah, he's going to be in the sukkah for an hour, 2 hours, and then he's going again with a hetzekadah before he comes back again to eat supper. Yeah, everyone got the case? So he's spending a couple of hours in the sukkah without an achila before, without an achila afterwards. So Chayim says, you know what? In that case, it also makes a bracha. The same type of scenario, Mr. Gossin, we're saying. Yes, the Chayyam says any stay that you have in the sukkah, which is not connected to an achila, still needs a bracha. Okay? Yeah? Now, it's not so clear that what the minhag is. It seems to be many people don't do this. I checked with the Rav what he said. He said there's no clear minhag. And he said basically, whatever your minhag is to do, do it. So if you don't do it, say that. If you do do it, say it. Okay? Yeah, the mashmal from the Mishnah Berurah that he doesn't, it's not tzinnich on the tayah, I don't know 100%. The mashmal is later on the Mishnah Berurah. So, from my sense is that, yeah, it doesn't seem that people generally don't do that. Okay. But if a person does do that, the bakasha, he's got a tayah adam to be tzinnich on. Okay. Fine. So, right. So, again, coming back to Mr. Whelan's point, then, so what's the time? Okay, we've got about 2 minutes. So let's say our person is going to sleep at night. Yeah. So sleeping itself, yeah. At least it seems to be we should try and avoid saying the bracha on leishei just on sleeping. Okay. So if a person had stuff in his sukkah, even a different sukkah, but you know he's going to sleep in the sukkah, so it's like he had in mind that he's going to have it. So then that's fine. Yeah. If he never left the sukkah in the meantime, as in he wasn't a fair staff from the sukkah. So fine, the bracha that he had in his supper continues and will also cover his sleeping. Mr. Wellens, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. But if he didn't, let's say he had supper and then he left the sukkah, he went to a simple place to shave and he was, dancing all night and whatever he was doing. Yeah. And now he's coming back to sleep. Yeah. So again, the best eight over here would be to have some pastries, yeah, more than kibbutz of pastries. Yeah, I think this is what the Rav once said. Yeah, to have more than kibbutz of pastries, sometime before he goes to sleep, yeah, that will, then he can say the later on that, having in mind he's going to also be in the sukkah, he's going to sleep in the sukkah, and that will avoid any shine. Okay? Okay. Gemach Tzim Atzad, everybody. Thank you for listening. And good chat also.
Gemach Tzim Atzad.